Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Relly Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we took a closer look at the fruit of the Spirit and focused on patience in Galatians 5:22-23. Today, we're going to turn our attention to kindness. You may have heard the phrase, it's the thought that counts. But when it comes to kindness, is it just having good intentions really enough? How does kindness, led by the Spirit, show up in our actions and behaviors rather than just being a matter of thoughts or feelings? Kindness goes beyond superficial niceness. It comes from a deep-rooted desire to do good for others and a genuine concern for the well-being. It's about having a compassionate heart and a caring attitude. This inner kindness naturally leads to actions that are gentle, thoughtful, and helpful. It means treating others with respect and empathy while being ready to lend a hand in a particular ways. Kindness isn't a passive trait. It often means actively looking for ways to bring goodness into someone else's life, even when they might not deserve it, or it calls for a bit of effort on our part. It's all about being proactive in showing that we care and being compassionate. If you have your Bibles nearby, let's look at Romans 2:4, which reminds us, "Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?" Amen. Now flip over to Titus 3:4, where we read, "But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become there according to the hope of eternal life." Amen. The connection between Titus 3:4-7 and Romans 2:4 highlights how both scriptures focus on God's kindness as the basis for his gracious interaction with us. They show that God's kindness stems from his goodness and love rather than anything we've done to earn it. However, Romans 2:4 points out that this kindness is meant to guide us toward repentance, while Titus 3:4-7 illustrates how it leads to our salvation and renewal. Each passage unravels the gracious and merciful nature of God, offering slightly different perspectives within the larger story of redemption. When we talk about kindness as a fruit of the Spirit, we see it as a reflection of God's loving and merciful character shining through believers. While emotions can play a role in kindness, it's not entirely dependent on how we feel at a given moment. Being kind, as inspired by the Spirit, involves making a conscious choice to act in ways that are helpful and thoughtful towards others, regardless of our current emotional state. Kindness is essential for nurturing healthy relationships. It creates warmth, trust, and harmony, helping to dismantle walls and build connections among people. Now, the Bible has some wonderful examples of kindness, so let's explore some of them. In the Old Testament, especially in Genesis 18, we see Abraham displayed incredible kindness to three strangers who showed up at his tent. He offered them rest, water, and a meal, unaware they were divine messengers. His warm hospitality and willingness to help others, he didn't know, truly embodied the spirit of kindness. Now, if we look in the New Testament, there's a powerful parable in Luke 10:25-37 that showcased true kindness through the actions of a Samaritan. This Samaritan came to the aid of a Jewish man who had been robbed and left for dead. Despite the long-standing tensions between their communities, the Samaritan went out of his way to care for the injured man, proving that compassion can overcome barriers and that particular help can make a real difference. Ultimately, kindness is a beautiful quality that reflects a caring and generous spirit. It actively seeks the well-being of others, manifesting itself through gentle and helpful actions. It's a key aspect of living a life filled with love and compassion, mirroring the loving nature of God to everyone around us. Now, let's take a moment to pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, thanking you for the precious gift of kindness that flows from your Spirit. We recognize that true kindness is a reflection of your love and character. We acknowledge that we sometimes struggle to embody this kindness in our daily lives, often judging too quickly, hesitating to show grace, and being caught up in our own concerns. Forgive us for the times we missed the chance to share your love through simple acts of kindness, whether big or small. We ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit so that the kindness may flourish within us. Help us to truly care for others, to see them through your eyes, and to respond with compassion and empathy. Open our eyes to the needs of those around us, both in our families and within our community. Give us the courage to step beyond our comfort zone and to offer a helping hand, a listening ear, or a few words of encouragement. Let our kindness be genuine, rooted in love, and driven by our desire to honor you. Help us to practice patience and gentleness in our interactions, reflecting the kindness you have shown us. We are grateful for the gift of kindness, which has the power to build bridges, mend wounds, and illuminate the world with your light. May we faithfully bear this fruit and spread your love through our words and actions. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you again for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue exploring the fruit of the Spirit. Until then, God bless and take care, my friends.